Welcome to the meditation for the connected heart. In this meditation, you will learn how to focus on feelings that emerge from the depth of your heart, healthy feelings, whole feelings, positive feelings, loving feelings. And each time you're aware of the emergence of these feelings, Hashem becomes more real, the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei becomes more real, and your negative addictions evaporate. And while you'll be learning to evoke, to bring up these feelings during your brachas, during your tefillas, you will learn that you can internalize them and experience them in every aspect of your life. Whether you're talking to Hashem, whether you're talking to your spouse, your children, your friends, or yourself. And each time you experience this healthy, loving feeling coming from deep within you, you're filling a vacuum that has been taken up by the negative addiction. As in all meditations, you can listen while you're relaxing in a quiet space or while you're walking on a path or street where you will not be disturbed or distracted. So let's begin. I'd like you to imagine that nighttime is approaching and the sun is setting as you're walking through the streets of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. The streets are quiet and you're approaching the old city. And as you get closer to the old city, you can begin to feel the Kedusha of the Kosel. And as you are walking down the steps, you begin to see the walls. The sun is setting and birds are flying overhead. There is a golden hue that fills the Kosel and the sky above, and everything is quiet. Imagine that the promenade is empty, and you realize that it's empty because this time and this space has been reserved for you, your special moment. You're being invited to approach the Kosel by yourself so you can commune with Hashem, commune with your heart, with the wall, with eternity. And as you approach the wall, you get closer, your fingers touch the wall. And then you draw your fingers to your lips as if you're kissing the wall through your fingers. You feel the presence of Hashem's holy name, the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. And I'd like you to imagine and you can feel these letters resting on your heart. And as they rest on your heart, place your left hand above the letters that you imagine that are there in your right hand above your left hand, so you can feel the softness of your hands covering the radiance, the golden radiance of the letters, which rest in your heart. And you experience the gentleness of these letters, the healing power of these letters, of Hashem's name. And I'd like you to imagine that you look upwards, talking to Hashem, but you're talking from your heart, as if the words are emerging from your heart. They may be expressed by your throat, by your lips, but their source is within your heart. And imagine saying, Hashem, please enable my heart to feel the love that you have for me. And please enable my heart to feel the love that I have for you. Hashem, please enable me to feel a sense of inspiration, of meaning, with each bracha I make when I say your name of Yud Ke Vav Ke Adushem. Please enable me to feel grounded in a sense of Kedusha. Enable me to feel that I am embraced by you, that I am always in your loving arms. And as you say this, I'd like you to imagine that you feel a warmth emerging from your heart with each word you express. And you say, Hashem, I want to feel this warmth in my heart when I say Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Adushem, Elokeinu, Adushem Echad. And now you understand the meaning of B'chol Levavacha, that you should love Hashem with all your heart, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Miyodecha. Because there's a special place in your heart to feel Hashem's love. And I'd like you to imagine now saying, Hashem, when I mention your name in the Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, those words, Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanoro Kel Elyon, all these words you say every day. You say them with your lips and sometimes with your mind. But now, Hashem, I'm learning to say them with my heart. Hashem, when I say a bracha, when I daven, when I speak to you, I want to speak to you from my heart. And when I speak to you from my heart, then all my negative thoughts, my feelings, my addictions fade away, evaporate, dissolve, because they do not exist when I speak to you from my heart. They are only phantoms that fill a vacuum, but they disappear when my heart feels your love for me and my love for you. Now, permit your hands to leave your heart, but enable your heart to continue feeling, to experience the Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke that sits so close to it, that penetrates, that warms it, because not only does it give it the ability to beat, to provide your entire being with nourishment, nurturance, life, but the Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke also enables your heart to feel, to experience love. So while your hands may be on your heart or not, your heart still becomes the repository, the center, the shoresh, the source of your love for Hashem. And when each time you say Hashem's name, Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, you say it from the heart. And each time you want to express your love for somebody, your gratitude, a chorus of tov, you say it from the heart, because that's where it comes from. And this now becomes a new source of life's deepest expressions of love and caring and a chorus of tov. And you're building it into your tefillos, into your prayers, into your brachas, into your Shmoneh Esrei, into your Tehillim, wherever you say, whenever you say it, wherever you may be. And even in random moments, when you feel distant, when you feel cold and cut off, think of the Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke on your heart. Think of the Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke and think of the warmth. And say, Hashem, I love you and you love me. And you'll experience a deepening, an elevation, a source of life within yourself that pulls you out of your negative addiction into a wondrous space that Hashem wants you to experience. And this is the secret of the connected heart. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.